We all know about online bullying. Half of all teens report it's been done to them. It can take different forms, but an even bigger problem than the posts may be that kids don't know how to respond to them. So over the past year and a half, Facebook has been researching ways to not just prevent bullying, but help kids talk about it with the people bothering them and with adults to address real concerns, but also maybe tamp down something psychologists call imaginary audience, the sense adolescents have that everyone is talking about them. With social media, more people than ever might be, but it's usually not as bad as kids think. This fall, Facebook will formally unveil what's being called Emotionally Intelligent Bullying Prevention for 13 and 14-year-olds. It's a system developed with a Yale child psychologist and young teens who provided adolescent-friendly language. Facebook will also debut a help center for parents and teachers. We're going to hear from one of the teams who's helped create all of this in a moment, but let's start with child psychologist Mark Brackett at Yale University Radio. He worked on bullying at Yale's Center for Emotional Intelligence, which he directs. So, Professor, tell us what you found in your research on bullying.
So, in general, what we found was that gender really mattered. Teenage girls were reporting more bullying incidences than boys. And even when boys were the kids being bullied, it was more likely to be a girl who had posted the content. Also, with the emotions, we found that embarrassment was the real emotion that kids experienced with photos, but when someone posted something about them, like saying mean things about them, they really felt angry. And most importantly, what we found was that by providing kids with a more emotionally intelligent report system, we're helping them stay in the relationship. So previously, kids would block right away, they'd unfriend right away, they'd jump right into a very sort of emotionally charged way of dealing with it. And what we wanted to do is help kids pause a little bit, do some problem solving so they can make the best decision possible to either stay in the relationship by sending a message to the person who created the content or by reaching out to a trusted adult to get the help they need.
So it wasn't so binary. You're my friend or you're not my friend. It's more a conversation.
Exactly, because some kids make stupid mistakes. You know, some kids say things that they don't intend to be bullying. They're just making a crude comment, but not even realizing it.
Yeah. You also found that the more serious kind of bullying, threatening things, you know, very, very serious bullying, we all recognize it, was really relatively minor in the research. Kids were more upset about a picture that might have been posted about them that they didn't like, or as you said, a comment that made them angry.
That's true. What our research found was that over 90% of the challenges that kids face online were things that could be dealt with pretty quickly. And only about 1% were kids being fearful about someone bothering or bullying them in a serious, threatening way.
But as everybody knows, a photo that puts a child in a bad light can be devastating to a child. I mean, it's not super serious, but it's serious.
It is serious. I mean, everybody's concerned about their reputation, particularly in middle school. Children are worried about how people perceive them. They're very self-conscious. So, of course, any picture that they just look bad in or that's embarrassing can be very uncomfortable for them.
Now, before you came to work with Facebook, they already had a system for reporting bullying behavior. It was written by engineers. You can just block the perceived bully. You can report it to an authority figure or a friend. So what was wrong with that system?
What Facebook wanted us to do was to help them make it more user-friendly so that it was more like a conversation between Facebook and the students or children who were having difficult problems. And the idea was that if we could engage students in a conversation, perhaps we could find out exactly what was challenging them and then give them the help that they needed.
Yeah, for a child to see, report this, that sounds scary. Well, we want to hear a little bit more about the new language you've brought in to help young people. And let's do that by bringing in Charlie Sherman. He's 16. He lives in Brooklyn. He took part in focus groups on this research and then began to lead some of the focus groups. Charlie, I know you haven't personally been bullied yourself, but elaborate more on what we're hearing. What are some of the things that you hear from young people that makes them uncomfortable online that they don't have the language to respond to?
Oh, yeah. So while doing the research, a lot of things that came up is that once kids were put in the situation of being bullied, is they sort of felt themselves, they felt lost. Either they didn't have the skills on Facebook to effectively deal with it, they would report it and nothing would happen and the person would stay online, or they would, you know, message the bully and the bully wouldn't do anything. So a problem we tried to solve is how can we provide tips in a way that kids will be responsive to, so they feel comfortable, you know, telling someone about what's happening to them.
Professor Brackett, Mark, give us some examples. So, for instance, we mentioned that report this post as a prompt might seem scary. What would you see instead in the new system?
We found that instead of saying report or report this, that we would say something like, this post is a problem, this photo is a problem. And when they click that, it then brings them through a series of flows or screenshots that helps them to guide their experience. So the first thing would say, what happened? And it would say, I just don't like it, or someone is bothering or bullying me. For photos, it would say, I just don't like the picture or photo, or it would say, this photo is harmful and might hurt my reputation. And depending on which button the child clicks, there is a different sequence. So, for example, if you just don't like it, it's obviously not that serious, so we can deal with it in very simple ways, like just message the person and say, you know, please take down this picture. It makes me look bad or I'm embarrassed.
Now, hold on. So are you saying that if they click, I just don't like it, the program will give them the response that they can then themselves send to the person who posted the picture?
That's correct.
Hmm.
So that we can help children use pro-social language to make the request from the person who posted the content.
That's Mark Brackett, director of the Center for Emotional Intelligence at Yale, consultant to Facebook. We're also speaking with Charlie Sherman, a 16-year-old working on this new plan to help kids respond to things online that make them uncomfortable. Kids said they wanted Facebook to do something. When we come back, we'll hear more about what's planned for them in the fall.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.
It's Here and Now, and we're talking about Facebook's new push to give teens the language to deal with hurtful posts. Child psychologist and professor Mark Brackett, director of Yale's Center for Emotional Intelligence, is with us. As a kid, he was a victim of the lockers slammed on fingers sort of bullying, very painful, embarrassing. But today's seems worse to us because it can grow exponentially on social media like Facebook. To that, Mark says Facebook also provides a way to reach out quickly and respond. That's what these new programs aim to do. 16-year-old Charlie Sherman is also with us. He's helping shape the program. But Mark, pick up where we just left off. You were telling us that if a teen, say, just doesn't like how they look in a picture, and they're devastated by it, a screen will pop up, ask them how they're feeling, and then help them send a pre-written message. The goal to get the picture taken down, not to get someone in trouble. But let's say a teen clicks on, this photo is harmful and might affect my reputation. What response might they get from Facebook?
For photos, when you click, it's harmful and might hurt my reputation, the next question would be, well, how are you feeling about the experience? What we wanted to know was how intense and how unpleasant the feeling was that the student was having, so that we could then provide guidance to the child. By way of example, if they were feeling extremely unhappy or embarrassed, we would provide different advice than if they were just feeling sort of a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. I've got the list in front of me. How does this make you feel? Embarrassed, angry, afraid, sad, none of these. So what would you tell them if they're very afraid? I'm looking at one response, which I'm not sure if it's to the click of I'm afraid, but it says, it's never okay for someone to bother you or worse, stalk you. It makes sense that you're feeling afraid. Here are some things you can do to help handle the situation, and it gives the options. Send a message to someone you trust. Send a message to Mike, who was the person who was upsetting them, or talk to someone you trust. Go directly to someone you trust, such as a close friend. So it seems as if this software program can send a child who's very afraid immediately to an adult.
That's our idea. So if something is very serious to an adolescent, to an adolescent's well-being or safety, we want to make sure they get help from a trusted adult, not go back and send a message to the person who made the nasty comment or posted the photo.
Are you surprised that there is such a need for this?
No, I don't think it's surprising at all. I think that we're now in a different world than we were when I was a teenager. You know, the bullying that I experienced was in the hallways of the school and walking home from school. And now people's environments are virtual. So they're spending their time, you know, using Facebook and other social media tools to communicate. And I always say bullying is a human problem. It's not a technology problem. So it's just a different medium.
Yeah. Charlie, help us get inside the head of a 14-year-old who may have been told something on Facebook. Why wouldn't they just on their own accord go to a parent or an adult?
Well, I think there are a couple of reasons that kids are nervous to talk to adults or authority figures. I think the first thing is when a kid finds themselves being bullied, they're sort of in a state of shock, you know. Their first instinct would be not to put themselves in a position where their situation could be made public.
Right.
I.e., if they tell a teacher and then, you know, it becomes a whole thing at their school where the bully is involved and now everyone knows what happened and now there's sort of a consciousness of it in the school. And then secondly, I think kids are also scared because they don't want their parents or adults to be mad at them. A lot of times when kids are being bullied, they can think that that's their fault or there's some reason that they're the ones that are the target, so kids can be apprehensive to telling adults about that. I think also there's just a general social climate that frowns upon, you know, being a tattletale in general.
Yeah.
I think those three things are things that contribute to kids being scared to talk to adults or people at their school.
And what are you seeing, Charlie, as you test this new program?
So we would get a group of 3 to 4, 15 to 16-year-olds and ask them, if you found yourself in this position, what's the thing you would want the most from Facebook? And then if they say, we would want Facebook to give us independence to, you know, handle the situation on our own, maybe just have it so Facebook would allow them to message a friend, but they don't want Facebook to get too involved or they don't want it to notify adults, we would ask them, how would you want that to look? How would that be translated onto a page?
What's some of the language that was crafted so that a young person can send their own message, their own email or post back to somebody who really made them scared?
Yeah, so one of the tools that we found that kids were really responsive to in focus groups when we talked about actually choosing to respond to the bully, and that usually was not the most popular choice among teenagers themselves to talk to the bully.
Mm-hmm.
But if they did choose to do that, one thing that we noticed is things that make kids comfortable would be stuff like assertive language, using language that really doesn't undermine your social position, using language that reinstates the fact that, you know, you're the same person just as they are, and it sort of takes out the dynamic of they're the bully and you're the one that's being bullied. And so using language saying things like, instead of, I don't like this post, can you take it down, saying this post is not okay to be on Facebook, you need to take it down. Or just language that, you know, would, if a bully saw that, it would sort of, you know, give a clearer message that what they're doing is hurtful and identifies that with them. But also, it's also good to have the, you know, victim try to be more assertive and assert themselves in that way.
Yeah, and letting the bully know it's not personal. You know, it almost takes the personal out if you're not saying I or you. If you say, this is not appropriate for Facebook, this community we're in.
Yeah.
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 What did you see in these focus groups, Charlie? I mean, I don't know if you had kids who had uncomfortable things happen for them online. Did you see them sit up and feel a little stronger when they went through some of this?
Yeah, I mean, we would have instances where we would say something and you would see a kid's face light up, you'd see it click with someone, say, like the example I gave about being assertive. We would say something about that, and then a person in the focus group would say, I love that, you know, mm-hmm. That's something I would want to do. That's something I would feel really comfortable doing if I was in this position.
Yeah, they liked the language. And Mark, just one last quick question. How lucky are you that you had Charlie Sherman, you know, this 16-year-old who was able to help you with this research?
It was wonderful to bring in students who live in the real world who are either experiencing it or watching their friends experience it, because everything we want to do has to be grounded in some kind of reality, not just in the ivory tower.
Yeah. That's Mark Brackett, a child psychologist at Yale University. We also spoke with Charlie Sherman, a 16-year-old who helped Mark and other psychologists develop Facebook's new initiative to combat bullying, but also give kids words to talk about it. The Emotionally Intelligent Bullying Prevention Program for kids will be fully out in September. There's also going to be a help center for adults that'll come out in October, an online help center. Mark Brackett, Charlie Sherman, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
So, parents, what do you think? Great tool coming in the fall, or do you fear this will isolate your kid even more, interacting with a prompt most of the time instead of a human? Kids, do you think it will still be not cool to tell the bully that's not cool? Let us know at hereandnow.org or on facebook.com/hereandnowradio. Let us hear from you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Lumosity.com, with web-based brain games created by neuroscientists to improve memory and attention. Learn more at Lumosity.com. And Brilliant Earth, committed to environmental and social responsibility with conflict-free diamond engagement rings, wedding rings, and other fine jewelry. Online at BrilliantEarth.com.